Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Discipline is the bridge from where we are today to where we want to be at 20 years from now. If you're making $100,000 annually, the possibilities are endless. Wise people seek out advice. If God gave you that job, God is expecting you to do your very, very best.
Welcome to the table. Welcome to the table.
One of the main questions I'm often asked is, Anthony, I only make $30,000, I only make $50,000. Can I still build wealth? Can I still be wealthy at 50, 55 years old? Can I still do things for my family down the road that I really do desire and dream to do? And absolutely you can. So in today's show, we're going to talk about how do you build wealth based upon your specific income. We're going to really break this down from the $35,000 category, $50,000 category, $75,000 category, and $100,000 category and higher. But before we can dive into specific strategies, I want to really take a moment to assess exactly where you stand financially. One of the very first steps that you have to do right now when it comes to building wealth is understand your current financial situation, okay? This means, are you tracking your expenses? Are you sitting there and creating a budget and living within your means? You see, without this foundation, it's challenging to make progress towards your financial goals. This is why I created my tool, the Wealth Builder Tool, to help you track all of your expenses, to help you understand, watch this, where you are and where you're going. You see, in Proverbs chapter 13, what do I want to read? Proverbs chapter 13, let's start at verse 10. Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. What is this saying? This is simply saying that we can't build wealth with these get-rich-quick schemes and trying to do stuff wrong. No, we build wealth by making little decisions on top of little decisions over time, over a longer period of time, and we'll see improvement there. I really want you to hear me, because I'm about to give you some practical things to do in the categories that you may be in. But if you're not taking the time to track your wealth, if you're not taking your time to sit down and write the vision financially with your budget, You're not going to build wealth because it's going to dwindle away. You're not taking my advice. The Bible says it. Where there is strife, there is pride. Where there is struggle, there is pride. Where there is lack, there is pride. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Wealth is found in those who are listening to solid advice from trusted experts, from trusted people who've done exactly what you want them to do. Y'all, let me say this right now. My very first job was $25,000 a year. I don't come from money. I didn't come out making six figures. I didn't go to college. I got kicked out of college for doing something stupid. I come from a hardworking, middle-class family. And I was able to go from $25,000 to $55,000 to, I did skip over $75,000. I ain't gonna lie. I went from $25,000 to $55,000 to $125,000 to now seven figures. But to go from $125,000 to seven figures, I had to have a solid foundation. This is why I want you to go to anthonyoneal.com/wealthbuilder. Get this tool. It is $10. And for 90 days after you purchase this tool, we are going to be sending you how-to videos, how-to emails to make sure that you're using this tool to its full potential to help you build wealth and to help you track your wealth. But I want to get to the very first thing. How do you win with a $35,000 income? You see, for those earning $35,000 annually, every single dollar counts right now. One of the biggest strategies for building wealth on this income is to prioritize generating more income. Then after we generate more income, we got to lay down a solid foundation, which is we got to prioritize savings. We have to sit there and prioritize savings once we get the money coming in. I do not need you to do a lifestyle creep. I need you to figure out ways to generate more income. So that way we can get you from $35,000 to $50,000. So here are some practical action points that I'm going to give everybody. Every category is going to have practical action points. Here's number one, gain education. I want you to consider a boot camp like my friends over there at Bethel Tech. They have a $5,000 boot camp that if you do this for like 9 months long, by this time next year, you'll go from making $35,000 to $80,000. As a matter of fact, check this out. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at Bethel Tech for sponsoring today's video. Bethel Tech's micro-credential program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part? It's all online, 100% online and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills. It's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. And step into your tech career with confidence and character. You see, what I love about Bethel Tech is that it's not going to be a long period of time. And here's what I love. You saw it. The top two categories that's producing net worth millionaires is the tech industry and the creator space. Bethel Tech has amazing programs where you can spend $5,000, be with them for 9 months, you're making $75,000. Then you can even upgrade to their full stack program, which is like $15,000, $16,000, $17,000. You do that program for 9 months, it's fully accredited. Now you're going from making like $60,000, $70,000 to about $100,000, $125,000. But the very first thing you got to do is you got to get some education. You got to gain some level of education so you can get the experience. And number two is you got to increase your income. When you gain your education, you're going to increase your income. I want you to explore opportunities to increase your income through side hustles right now, through freelance work, or seeking higher paying job opportunities. Now, as we're doing these two things, as we are evolving and moving forward and moving up in our income, you have to automate your savings. Hear me clearly. You need to set up transfers from your checking account to a high-yielded savings account or investment account to ensure that you are consistently saving. Those are the three main things that you have to do right now. But the most important one is get education to start generating some extra income. I hope this makes sense to you. Now, let's go into a $50,000 club. If you're in a $50,000 club, drop it in the comment section. Let me know you are in the $50,000 a year club. So if you're earning, let's say, $50,000 a year, there are additional opportunities to accelerate your wealth building journey. I want you to consider allocating more towards savings and investments, especially as your income is increasing. I want you to look for ways to increase your income, whether that's through negotiating a higher salary or exploring side hustles. And don't forget the importance of budgeting and managing your debt effectively. Now, I want to give you some practical steps here, too. But before I go there, here's the very first practical step. You got to negotiate a higher pay raise. Because if we're going to be able to really experience more wealth and grow more wealth, then what you have to do is you have to listen to me, number one. And number two, you need to get my Career Builder ebook. It's literally like 40 pages, 50 pages long. It's like $20. I literally walk you through on how you can set yourself up this year to get the pay raise by your next year review. I'm setting you up to ask you all the right questions. I'm giving you all the right things you need to be doing, all the questions you need to be asking, all the things you do not need to be doing, all the questions you do not need to be asking. Because here's the thing that I've learned. Being on this side as a business owner over the last the last 4 years now, I've 100% worked for myself and I have teammates. Coming from the W-2 side to this side, I understand it from two different perspectives. You see, coming from the W-2 side, the employee side, you think that you're only asking for a $500, a $1,000, a $5,000 pay raise, and that's not true to the company. Over here, if I give someone a $1,000 pay raise, it's costing me $6,000. And so I don't need to see a $1,000 reason why to give you the pay raise, a $1,000 value. I need to understand a $6,000 value. Because not only, watch this, am I giving the pay raise, I got to pay taxes on the pay raise that I gave you. So that means now I got to pay more taxes. Not only with that, now if you have a 401k, if you have health benefits, I got to go up on your 401k. Now you're investing more in your 401k. So it's not just about, hey, give me $1,000 more. You're asking the company to give you more than $1,000. But there's a way to do that. There's a way to get the pay raise, and I literally put it inside of this Career Builder. And I'm bringing you through the lens of your boss and your business owner to show them, hey, I know I'm asking for a $5,000 pay raise for a year, but let me show you why it's worth $15,000. Now we're talking. So here are three main action points for the 50,000 bracket of people of what I really want you to focus on. I want you to continue investing in education. Consider investing into further education or professional development to increase your earning potential and career opportunities, right? If you can focus on growing and evolving your mind and growing yourself in a personal development area, if you want to be the manager, if you want to be the supervisor, if you want to be the president, the next CEO, what are you investing into that's going to grow your mind? One of the downfalls that I do see with workers, W-2 workers, and I was guilty of it, we get comfortable. We really don't know how to really invest. And watch this. I'm teaching you something here. A lot of you all think, well, I'm not going to give this stuff because, man, I may use it for myself, or you ain't paying me this kind of stuff. Now, listen, if God gave you that job, God is expecting you to do your very, very best. I think one of the reasons why my company is doing well and is doing extremely well is because although I knew eventually I was going to, you know, leave Ramsey Solutions, although I knew eventually I was going to leave, you know, Bethel Church, where I served at for 8 years, five years there as well, I still showed up and I still gave it 100% my best. You know why? Because I wanted God to know you can trust me as an employee. So when I become an employer, I'm going to attract quality employees to help me with the vision that you've given me. And so what are you how are you growing? What are you reading? What personal development conferences are you going to that's helping you grow? And if you can grow here, you're going to grow. The more my team shows me they're more valuable to me, then the more I want to pay them. But the more that they're idle and just stable, I don't want to pay them. I know, I'm not going to give you a pay raise just because you've been here for 3, 4, 5 years. No. What are you? How are you evolving? How are you helping the company move forward? What are you bringing to the table that I didn't ask you to bring to the table? If you can invest into that personal development and education and learning more around your career space and you're bringing ideas to the plate, you're taking responsibilities off of your boss and off of your team, pay raise. You're going to get more money. And when you get more money, here's action number two for this bracket. I need you to increase your savings rate. Aim to save a higher percent of your income each month to get to the minimum of 3 to 6 months of your average salary. You got to set this money inside of a high yield savings account. And here's action number three. You got to invest wisely. Listen, I don't care if you're only making $50,000. I want you to diversify your investment portfolio across different assets, classes to manage risk and maximize returns. Now is the time to start investing. I suggest do 15% of your household income. If you can't do 15%, at least start off with your match. But we got to get you to a point to where now you're eliminating your debt and you can get to the 15%. All right, we got two more. How do we win with a $75,000 income? This is going to be a good one. You see, with the $75,000 income, you have even more opportunities to grow your wealth. I want you to consider exploring more advanced investment options such as real estate or stocks. I want you to take advantage of tax optimizations and strategies and prioritize long-term financial planning. You are sitting down with a financial advisor, right? At least 2 times a year, and you're strategizing on, are we close to where I want to go? Because I want you to remember this. When you diversify your income, that is key to building a strong financial foundation. I just did this maybe about a couple of weeks ago. Like I literally sat down with my financial advisor and I said, okay, where are we? And she asked me, Anthony, are you on track? I'm the money guy. I know I'm on track. I'm actually ahead of what I want to do. And watch this. I'm not just ahead because of where I'm at today. I've been investing now since 30. I've been putting money into an IRA since 30. Even when I was, you know, in my 30s and I just came into making right around 6 figures right around the time. And I was like, let me invest. Which is here are the 3 action points for this one. I need you to maximize your retirement contributions. Listen to me. I need you to maximize your retirement contributions. I want you to contribute the maximum allowable amount to your employer-sponsored retirement plan. This is your 401ks. This is your Roth 401k. This is your traditional 401k. And did you even know this? I could break this down later, but there's after-tax 401k. Ooh. Yes, you can put money into your 401k after you've been taxed. You see, by taking advantage of any employer matching contributions, it sets you up for long-term wealth. It maximizes your compound interest, your company's match. It's just beautiful. You should be at 15%. You should be debt-free, and you should be putting in 15% into your investments. And when you're at the $75,000 mark, you should be a homeowner. You should be, action number two, exploring real estate investments. I want you to research some real estate investment opportunities, such as rental properties or real estate investment trusts like REITs, to diversify your investment portfolio. I'm gonna put it out below to where, let's say for an example, you're not really ready to purchase an actual home yet. Well, there are investment apps that allow you to maybe buy a quarter of a home or a 5% of a home or 5% of an apartment complex, right? To where you can put $500, $1,000 into this. But I really want you to start exploring real estate for yourself. And we just did a show a couple of weeks ago with my guys, my real estate agent, talking the importance of how you can even make an extra $50,000 if you want to become a real estate agent yourself on the side. Which just leads me to my third action point. Seek professional advice. And when you're in this bracket, I just said it, I want you to consult with a financial advisor to develop a personal financial plan tailored to you. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution. AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And your goals. I want you to gauge your risk tolerance. You know, can I invest high? You know, can I invest low? You know, what exactly can I do? How can I get there? And I want to spend a little bit of time there. How much time I got left here? Okay, I got 10 minutes. This is good. I want to spend a little bit of time there and really help you understand the importance of a financial advisor. I like my financial advisor in Jamaica. Sweet, sweet, sweet woman. She's been teaching me things that I've heard of, but I really didn't know. Because of my bracket, right? Because of my tax bracket, we're trying to find ways that are tax deferred, tax delayed, or tax exempt. And we're finding different things to do. And then she was like, "But hey, Anthony, I mean, we'll see, you got this right here. You're doing your 401k for your company." I had her recently just go inside of our 401k company portal to just make sure that myself and all of our team members are investing into the right things for 2024. And she came out and she was like, "Hey, everything's looking good." She made some small modifications just to make sure that we're getting the most, we're investing into the right areas, right? But she's like, "But Anthony, for your bracket, since you are the owner of this company, are you aware of, you know, after taxes contributions?" I was like, "Well, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm doing right with a 401k Roth." She was like, "No, no, no. You can do after taxes contribution. So like once the money hits your account, you can deposit that money back into some money back into your 401k. I was like, wait, what? But I didn't know this information. There's a lot of information that even I don't know. Heck, there's some information that Dave Ramsey doesn't even know. He has a financial advisor. Financial advisors have financial advisors. Like everyone doesn't know everything. And so I don't want you to think that you know it all because you don't. And I'm just going to sit with the Robinhood app. No, no, no. Once you start making $75,000 a year, no, you need to sit down with a financial advisor at least minimum once a month to make the proper investments. Leads me to the last one. How do you win with $100,000 plus income? I was on an article, reading an article, and I know y'all probably thinking, well, I mean, dang, if I'm making $100,000 a year, which is going to be $8,300 a month, I'm winning. Like, what? How can you not win with $100,000 or more a year? Well, it's easy. Nearly 40% of people who make over $250,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. Nearly 50% of the people who are making $100,000 or more a year are living paycheck to paycheck. So when I was like, man, should I add this bracket in here? And I was like, absolutely. Because here's the truth. If you're making $100,000 annually, the possibilities are endless. You should be able to leverage your higher income to pursue advanced investment opportunities, such as entrepreneurship, investing into other companies. And don't forget the importance of giving back to your community and using your wealth to make a positive impact. But the problem that I'm seeing with this group of people is because we have this amount of income, we're not disciplined and we're not focused on our long-term financial goals. We are distracted by the amount of money we have coming in and by the things that we can go buy now. And our future self is crying out on the inside saying, why in the heck are you buying this $100,000 car? Why in the heck are you paying $1,500 a month for this car? Why in the heck are we upgrading the apartment, upgrading the house because we're making $100,000, $200,000 a year? Our inner selves, who is older, screaming, saying, yo, instead of for putting $1,500 into a car, can you please put $1,500 into our investment? Instead of you going out here spending money on this, can you please open up that business that's going to generate more money for us to invest into our future? Can you please? Please be disciplined and focused on long-term financial gains. Here's the truth. The bridge from where we are today to where we want to be at tomorrow, tomorrow representing the future, is discipline. Discipline is the bridge from where we are today to where we want to be at 20 years from now, from where we want to be at a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road. If you are not disciplined and focused on going that way, you won't hit it. It's almost like you gotta be a horse. I forgot what they called it, but the horse can't see sideways. The horse can only see forward. The horse can only see who gets in its way going forward. And we gotta be so focused and so disciplined that we only see what's ahead of us. Not saying we can't enjoy what's right in front of us, but we gotta see, hey, that's the prize. I'm chasing financial freedom. I'm chasing abundance. I'm chasing wellness. That's the prize. That's the vision. And what I'm seeing in this bracket of people, we have the income, but we're not disciplined and we're not focused. So here are three action steps that I really want people in this bracket to really focus on to build wealth. Number one, you got to build multiple income streams. If you're making $100,000 a year and you have not diversified your income sources by investing in passive income streams, such as rental properties, a stock market, creating an online business, something that generates you more income, you're not stewarding this money well. You're not. That is one of the things that I've been really meeting with my A-team, my attorney, my advisor, and my accountant. What are some different opportunities I can put my money into that will generate me money? So I'm already investing into the stock market. I've already invested into my business. I'm putting money back into my business, right? I'm diving into real estate. What are some other things that I can put my money into? I'm looking into partnering with some friends out in Fayetteville, North Carolina, to open up a group home for kids. That's gonna generate some more money. It's gonna generate some other opportunities. Because I understand that one day this company, YouTube, can just shut down. And now I'm not making any more money. YouTube can be up and down. We experienced that last year. We're making all this money that AdSense just really cut in half. And I was like, whoa, what just happened? That impacted my business. So if you got to build multiple streams of income, you got to steward the money well while you have it. Because the last thing I want to say is like, dang, I made $5 million, but what do I have to show for it? So build multiple streams of income if you're in this bracket. Number two, you got to come up with some tax optimization strategies. You got to implement tax-efficient investment strategies such as contribution to tax advantages retirement accounts or utilize tax loss harvesting to minimize your tax liability. One of the things that we did was, I think it was back in 2021, 2022, we were looking for different ways to save on money because, I mean, we started making, you know, multiple seven figures. And I've been saving to purchase a truck because I just had cars. And my my accountant, Shania, she was like, hey, I know you've been saving for a car. You bought your dream car. We didn't really save on the tax strategy there. I mean, we were able to do a little something, but not really effectively. She was like, but hey, if you go purchase an SUV that weighs over 6,000 GSRP, I think it is, or GRP, GSP weight, you can write off 100% of that at that time because it's justified by the income that you're making. So she gave me my dollar amount to be within it. We can comfortably do. We looked at my bank account. We looked at, okay, what's not going to create a red flag to the IRS? And she gave me, hey, this is the ballpark you need to be in. I said, this is what I can afford. So this is what I'm going to do. And I went out there and I found me a truck. And we were able to write off 100% of that legally and ethically using the tax advantages that we have being a business owner. So the company owns the car outright, free and clear. It's registered to my company, right? But it also saved us money. So when you're in this tax bracket and you're generating business ideas and you're generating LLCs and you're generating more income, use the taxes. Here's the last thing that I really wish more people in this bracket would do often. And this is not just for this bracket, but this is for every bracket, right? I want you to review and rebalance. I want you to regularly review your investment portfolio and rebalance as needed to ensure alignment with your financial goals and risk tolerance. I really do. Like, don't just sit there and let your financial advisors and let your partners. No, I do this with my team. My team is not me. My financial advisor is not me. My accountant is not me. I have to go in there and review and make sure that everyone is doing their job correctly. Because we all know we've all been employees. We're not going to do it 100% right every single time. Because sometimes we just get comfortable. Sometimes it's like we just allow slip ups. It's whatever. So you being, it's your life. You need to go in and review all the numbers. You need to go in and rebalance everything. Ask the questions. Check up and make sure that they're doing what you're paying them to do. And that your money is doing what you're telling it to do. Oftentimes, I see people get robbed, they get used, and like, yo, what happened? Like, what happened? Well, no, I'm gonna tell you what happened. You got comfortable, just like how they got comfortable, because when they see you get comfortable, they get comfortable. I don't do that. Nobody who works with me and no one who I paid will tell you, Anthony just disappears. No, I come in and I check. I found something for my accountant because I'm a money guy and I know money, I know rules, that if I wouldn't have got that, it would have cost me $10,000 in taxes. If I would not have went in and reviewed everything that she was putting on my balance sheet, it would have cost me $10,000 on taxes, and I would have been upset at her and me. I don't believe in micromanaging people who I work with and who I've retained to help me build, you know, my wealth and my business. But I do believe that you cannot track. No, you cannot manage what you're not tracking. You can't grow something if you're not tracking it. So, in all this advice, I want to give you some challenging pitfalls to avoid, right? Here's some of the most common things I need you to avoid. One is not having an emergency fund. I need you to build an emergency fund that's equivalent to at least 3 to 6 months of what you bring home. I know some people say, hey, I want you to get 3 to 6 months of expenses. No, I want you to get at least 3 to 6 months of your average salary. So if you make $2,500 a month, I want you to have at least $7,500 a month minimum inside of that. Why? Because I think sometimes expenses are great, but I don't want your life to change at all for 3 months. If you lose your job or if life happens, I want you to be able to move forward at least 3 to 6 months, right? Comfortably. I stepped up to a year. So I put six figures inside of my emergency fund to where if something happens with my company and I got to let everybody go, Anthony O'Neill's in a position to where I can at least make, I don't have to really touch it, I hope, right? Because I'm positioning myself with multiple streams of income, not just the Neatness Network. But at the same time, if life happened, I can live for 1 year without changing my lifestyle. I can still go play golf because I can pay my golf membership. I can still get haircuts. I can still travel. I can still pay my mortgage. I could do it all. But let's just say I wanted to go to bare minimum and just pay mortgage, living expenses, and cut out all the extra stuff. Now that year turns into about a year and 5 months, year and 6 months. So if you can put 3 to 6 months of what you averagely make, perfect. Here's the next thing to avoid. Not learning. I need you to continue learning. I need you to continue educating yourself about personal finance topics through books, podcasts, or online resources to make informed financial decisions. Listen to podcasts like mine, Earn Your Leisure, Dave Ramsey, Tiffany Budget Nista, Patrice Washington. You know, get around solid people who are credible. They have done what they've been teaching. Right? Even if you don't like everything that they say, I don't agree with everything that EYL teaches. I don't agree with everything that Dave Ramsey teaches. I don't agree with everything that Bishop Jake teaches. But these are solid individuals who have built wealth, who have paid off debt, who have experienced success. I'm going to learn from them. And here's the last one that I really want to talk about is not being disciplined. We talked about this already a little bit. I need you to stay disciplined. Stay disciplined with your financial habits. Avoid the lifestyle inflation and prioritize long-term financial goals over short-term gratification. Remember what the Bible told us. Wise people seek out advice. They seek out advice. They seek out wisdom. I just gave you some good wisdom today. Apply what I've taught. And if you're new to this family, if you're new to the E3 community, if you're new to this show, can you hit the subscribe button? Can you join us? Can you be a part of this family that's growing? Because we are evolving in the areas of abundance, wellness, and freedom this year. That's all we're focusing on within this community. We want to see an increase in abundance. We want to see an increase in our income, increase in our wealth, and decrease in our debt. We want to see increase in our wellness on the inside. We're because we have abundance, we're well. We're not stressed. We're not depressed, but we're joyful. We're excited. And we also want to see an increase in freedom. Freedom of time with our family. freedom with our finances, freedom to do the things that we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. I recently was just thinking about this. I recently just went out to Mexico just to get away for a weekend. I say, no, I'm just going to get away. I'm going to go work from the beach. It felt good that I had the abundance and the freedom to do that. It felt good to go and write my book on the water. And when I came back, I said, man, that was so great. I'm going to do that, if not every other month, bare minimum once a quarter. I'm just going to get away and just go work from somewhere. I may go to Hawaii. We shoot our shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I may leave on a Wednesday after I record with you all and then come back on a Sunday and just go work from somewhere else. I want that freedom. Now, freedom for you may look different because you may have a 9-to-5 job. But freedom for you could be like, man, you know what? I want to be at a place to where if I ever want to leave my job, I can. Freedom for you may look like, man, I have 3 to 6 months of my average salary put inside of my savings. I'm not walking around my job scared if they fire me and let me go because I am prepared. If it was to happen, that's freedom. And we want to help you get there. And to be a part of the E3 community, all you have to do is hit that subscribe button. Whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on podcast, just please hit that subscribe button. And we're going to be here every single week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, giving you content that's going to help you build wealth and eliminate your debt. Yo, it's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. God bless you. I love you. E3 family. And I'm going to see you on the next show. Peace out.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save